In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, reminding you that the Lord is with you and that he is in you if you've given your life to Jesus. And he loves you and is in love with you. How many times have you said to Jesus this morning, "Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you." I couldn't count the times I've said it, because whatever you're going through, "Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you." You see, telling Jesus that you love him is very important. Not only do you love him, but you're going to follow him. You're going to follow him through the Word of God. You're going to follow him through the Eucharist. You're going to follow him. Oh, yes. It's so important to tell Jesus that you love him. Men say, "Well, you know, I feel funny saying that." I tell you, I don't feel funny at all. "Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I want you. Jesus, lead me." Oh, yes, it's wonderful to know Jesus, and it's wonderful to tell him how much you love him. It's wonderful. Did you tell him that yet? Did you tell him, "Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper." Hear the word of the Lord. No weapon formed against you and me shall prosper. God will take all the stuff that is negative and make it positive through the cross. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There are lots of negative stuff that happens to us. But like Joseph, the Lord is with you, and he's going to bring good out of the negative stuff. This is real. This is real, that we need to follow Jesus and that we need to tell him that he is the one we love and that he is the one that we need. Not only do I love him, I need him. I hope someday I will love him as much as I need him. Oh, yes, I need him. I cannot function without him. I cannot do these broadcasts unless there is an anointing to do them. Oh, yes. I love you, Jesus. Tell him, "I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus." I'm looking at Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, verse 6. They went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia. This is St. Paul. When he went to Galatia at one time, they were hearing from the Jewish Christians that the Gentiles needed to be circumcised. Paul said, "No, never, never, never." The Gentiles received the word of God just the way the Jews received it on the day of Pentecost, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. Isn't that important? That they were guided by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit said, "Don't preach the word in Asia." Now, he had his reasons. I don't know what the reasons are. I'd be a liar to tell you what the reasons are. But the Holy Spirit did not want the word to be preached in Asia. When they had come opposite Mysia, they attempted to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. That's amazing that the Holy Spirit did not allow them to go to certain places. I hope that your place today becomes fruitful through this gospel preaching, that you would tell Jesus you love him, and that you would say to Jesus, I give you my life. So passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision. Holy Spirit was very active in Paul's life. Paul had a vision. There stood a man of Macedonia. And what's in Macedonia? The city of Philippi. Pleading with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Come over to Macedonia and preach the gospel. Come over to Macedonia and tell the people how they are loved by the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Paul had a vision, and he went to Philippi, which is in Macedonia. When he had seen the vision, we immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia, being convinced that God had called us to proclaim the gospel to them. Hallelujah. I wonder who's proclaiming the gospel today, that the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, has died for our sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. I wonder how many people preach the gospel. I don't want to waste your time today. I want to tell you about Jesus. I want to tell you that he died for you, that he was buried for you, and that he rose from the dead for you. Paul preached the good news to the people of Macedonia. Oh, yes. How we need to preach the good news. Why? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. How we need to hear the word of God. And we know that faith comes by hearing. I remember when I was first ordained and I was asked to go celebrate the 7 o'clock mass at Sacred Heart in North Quincy. And after the gospel, I asked the people to sit down. I was going to preach to them. Well, they were very upset because some of them were going to work. I wasn't going to preach long. I said to them, how many of you people want your faith increased? And they raised their hands. I said, well, faith comes by hearing the word of God. If you want your faith increased, I'm going to continue to preach the word of God. Not for a long time, but for a couple of minutes, that you might know that you are loved by the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know it today? Not do you believe it, do you know it? That he'll never leave you nor forsake you, that he has you as his pet work. Oh yes. Verse 11, chapter 16 of Acts. We set sail from Troas and took a straight course to Samothrace, and the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is the leading city of the district of where? Of Macedonia, and a Roman colony. We remained in the city for some days. What do you think they're doing in the city? They're not getting tans. They're preaching the word of God. And if there was a synagogue there, they went first to the synagogue, because faith is to the Jews first and then to the Gentile. On the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate by the river, where we supposed there was a place of prayer. That's wonderful. They went to the river because it was quiet. They could hear the water running. We went there so that we could pray. And we sat down and spoke to the women who had gathered there. Oh, yes. To the women who had gathered there. What do you think the women were doing? Washing their clothes. Washing clothes at the river. A certain woman named Lydia, a worshiper of God, was listening to us. What do you think Paul's talking about? The Lord Jesus Christ. Lydia is listening that Jesus died for her, that he was buried for her, and that he rose from the dead for her. She was from the city of Thyatira and a dealer in purple goods. If you look up Thyatira, in the year of 30, it was purple goods is what they were dealing with. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul, preaching Jesus. We preach Jesus Christ. You know, I've seen those signs in front of churches. We preach Jesus Christ. I'd like to say, what else is there to preach? What else is there to preach? Even if we preach about what's happening today, we need to preach that Jesus is in us, with us, and for us. When she and her household were baptized, the whole household, and I'm sure there were kids in the household, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home." Lydia prevailed upon us. I'm going to tell you, not many people prevailed on Paul. If you believe that I've received the Lord Jesus Christ, come to my home and stay there. I want to hear more. I want to know more. I want to hear about him more. I want to hear what you've done through the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, Lydia prevails on Paul. As I said, not many people prevail upon Paul. One day, as we were going to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners a great deal of money by fortune telling. I tell you, fortune telling is evil. If you've gone, you've got to repent, because it's evil. The connection of the woman or the man is with the devil. They don't know that. They might even have a statue of the Virgin Mary, but it makes no difference. It's evil. It never was good. While she followed Paul and us, she would cry out, "These men are slaves of the Most High God who proclaim to you a way of salvation." I tell you, she was wrong. It is not a way of salvation. It is the way of salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. She kept doing this for many days, but Paul became very annoyed, turning and said to the Spirit, "I order you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out at that very hour. Listen to what happens in verse 19. But when her owners saw that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. When they had brought them before the magistrates, they said, "These men are disturbing our city." Disturbing our pocketbooks, because Madame Fufu can't proclaim what the devil tells her anymore. I tell you, Paul was powerful and still is. "These men are disrupting our city. They are Jews and are advocating customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to adopt or observe." What are they saying? They're saying not only that Jesus died, buried, and rose, but that he is the King of kings, the Lord of lords. The crowd joined in attacking Paul and Silas, and the magistrates had them stripped of their clothing and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After they had given them a severe flogging, they threw them in prison and ordered the jailer to keep them securely. Following these instructions, He put them in the innermost cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns. I tell you, they were just beaten, but they're praying and singing hymns. What hymn might they be singing? Though he was in the form of God, he did not count himself equal to God, a thing to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. That might have been the song they were singing from Philippians 2. And the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was an earthquake so violent that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were unfastened. Everyone, not only Paul and Silas, but everyone. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, since he supposed that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted in a loud voice, "Don't harm yourself, for we are all here." The jailer called for lights, and rushing in, he fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them outside and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" What a wonderful question. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins and be baptized. Oh yes, I was baptized when I was 40 days old. I received eternal life when I was 40 days old. And I walked in the church and loved God. But when I was 21, I had an experience of God called second conversion. And that's why I preach to you today, because of that experience that Jesus changed my life and he put his words on my tongue by the grace of the living God. By the grace of the living God. They answered, "Believe on the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. You and your household." That means children too. They spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. At the same hour of the night, he took them and washed their wounds. Then he and his entire family were baptized without delay. The entire family, including the children. Oh, yes. How do I know the children were baptized? Because in the catacombs, they have this child, John, born in whatever year, and several months later died. He was baptized. He's in heaven. Oh, yes. He brought them up into the house and set food before them. And he and his entire household rejoiced that they had become believers in God. Do we rejoice that we have become believers in the Blessed Trinity, that we have experienced the love of Jesus? Do we rejoice? Or do we say, "Oh, I'm just suffering so much"? Listen, God will use your suffering, especially as if for the name of Jesus. And he will turn things that are not good into good, minus things, negative things, into positive things through the cross. When morning came, the magistrate sent for the police, saying, "Let those men go." And the jailer reported the message to Paul, saying, "The magistrate sent word to let you go. Therefore, come out now and go in peace." Listen to this. But Paul replied, "They have beaten us in public, uncondemned men who are Roman citizens." In other words, they had no right to beat a Roman citizen. "And have thrown us into prison and now are going to discharge us in secret." In other words, they're going to have to pay for this. They beat Roman citizens. Ah, I'm not a Roman citizen, but I am a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. You are too. Oh, Rome is in Italy, and it's a beautiful place to visit. It's a beautiful place to visit. But you know what? Our citizenship is in heaven, not even on earth. This is temporary. We do the best we can in this temporary citizenship. Let them come out and take us out themselves. They beat Roman citizens. The police reported those words to the magistrates, and they were afraid when they heard that they were Roman citizens. So they came and apologized to them, and they took them out and asked them to leave the city. I tell you, Paul wants to bring this to Caesar so that he will witness to Caesar, and maybe Caesar will be converted. After leaving the prison, they went to Lydia's home, the one who dealt in purple goods, the one who prevailed on Paul, the one who wanted to know more about Jesus. Oh, yes. And when they had seen and encouraged the brothers and sisters, they departed. Chapter 17 of Acts of the Apostles. After Paul and Silas had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. Remember, Paul always goes to the synagogue first, because salvation is to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. And Paul went in, as was his custom, and on three Saturdays, argued with them from the scriptures, explaining and proving that it was necessary for the Messiah to suffer and rise from the dead, and saying, "This is the Messiah, Jesus, whom I am proclaiming to you." Some of them were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a great many of the devout Greeks. They joined Paul and Silas. I tell you, we need to join the church in proclaiming that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We need to proclaim with a mighty voice that our Lord Jesus Christ loves you. There are so many people that think Jesus is against them. Jesus died for you. He is not against you. You say, "But I have done these evil things." Well, go to confession and get rid of them. Get rid of them. And the Lord will give you His grace. Get rid of them. It's time to get rid of those things that hold us back from Jesus. One person tells me something that was so disgusting, but I said, "The Lord forgives you. The Lord forgives you. The Lord forgives you." Oh, yes. I wasn't a priest when that was said to me. And I knew that Christ forgave that person. And then I said, "Go to confession. Go to confession. Go to confession." The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Oh, go and tell somebody today about the Lord Jesus Christ. Go and tell somebody today that they are loved with an everlasting love. Go and tell somebody today that Jesus doesn't condemn us, but he wants to forgive us. Get to confession. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.